In Ukraine today, lawmakers reopened their investigation into the poisoning of opposition political leader Viktor Yushchenko. Over the weekend, doctors in Vienna announced that it was the highly toxic chemical dioxin which caused Yushchenko's disfiguring illness. His opponent, the Kremlin-backed Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, is welcoming the inquiry, and he's denying any role in the poisoning. All of this has a familiar ring to NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Old Moscow hands were not surprised when Austrian doctors determined that deadly dioxin was the cause of the painful and disfiguring disease that afflicted Viktor Yushchenko. There is suspicion of third-party involvement, the director of the private clinic said. Speculation about the death of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was revived when his nephew, Nasser al-Kidwa, after reviewing the French medical files, said his uncle died an unnatural death. French doctors said there was no sign of any known poison. Lethal chemicals have come to occupy a respected place in the arsenal of politics. In 1956, I tried to cover a private meeting of Yugoslav President Tito and Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev on the Black Sea. Soviet government had told correspondents to stay away. Next thing I knew, or didn't know, I fell unconscious in a restaurant and was piled aboard an airplane, sleeping all the way to Moscow. Could have been worse. The KGB had all kinds of tricks. In 1978, Bulgarian dissident Georgi Martov was killed by a pellet of ricin fired at him from a spring-loaded umbrella in London. The CIA had its murderous ways with chemicals, too. A poison-tipped ballpoint pen, a poisoned cigar, scuba diving suit dusted inside with a deadly chemical were all among the ways that the agency dreamed up to murder Fidel Castro. During the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, Patrice Lumumba of the Congo, Sukarno of Indonesia, and Trujillo of the Dominican Republic were at times candidates for abortive CIA assassination plots. The CIA also experimented with chemicals on live American subjects. In 1953, an Army scientist named Frank Olson, after a dose of LSD given to him by the CIA, jumped out of a hotel window to his death. There's been no recent indication of CIA involvement in poison programs. In Moscow, Andrei Poniatkovsky, head of the Center for Strategic Studies, said that use of poisons was routine for the KGB in Soviet times and probably continues today. This is Daniel Shore.